Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold in his normal spot behind the glass producing. This has been a lot of fun. Friday with the substitute teacher. We didn't wreck the car. It stayed on the tracks. It's been a fun show. Talking a lot of Pirates, Penguins, Steelers, touching all the bases. Going to be a fun final segment here before we sign off for the afternoon and turn things over to Chris Muller and Donnie offseason, Donnie football. One question that I was thinking this morning, and this touches off of the ESPYs happening, I believe it's July 16th, Shane Gillis will host them. Which Pittsburgh athlete would make the best host of an award show? And I've got a couple candidates. I just tweeted the question out on Twitter if you want to respond. At JMackeyPG is my handle. I want to ask Limits and see what he thinks. I think this could be one of two guys. What do you think, Limits? How many can you reasonably pick for this discussion without naming names?
But maybe three or four.
Three or four?
Yeah. I think there's a couple of guys out there.
All right. Let's get our nominees out. I have three that I'm going to nominate. I've got Ben Roethlisberger.
That's one for me.
Andrew McCutchen.
That's two for me.
And Brett Kiesel.
Kiesel's an interesting choice. I was actually going to go with my third as Phil Kessel. I think he would be hilarious hosting the ESPYs. I feel like it would go off the rails. It would be, Phil would be eating a hot dog at some point in the middle of the ESPYs.
We really have to do this. Jen, where's my hat?
It would be hilarious.
All right, sorry. So you got Ben.
Actually, four.
Kutch. Ben, Kutch, Phil, and who else?
If the circumstances were different and this guy has a lot on his plate right now and a lot of bad that has gone on with this guy.
Oh, Antonio Brown.
I would be very curious what Antonio Brown hosting the ESPYs would look like. It'll never happen.
Nope.
But especially considering all just the awful allegations that are out there on him right now, that would be off the rails to an extreme level.
Yeah. I think Cam Hayward would be good.
Yeah,
I think
that's
there's
a good
some
pick.
Sneaky amount of humor in there. Stephen Brault would be good.
Yeah, Brault's really good on the pregame and when they do those unobstructed views.
Yep. Brault is fantastic. Who else? Are we missing anybody?
I feel like McCutchen at the same time like doesn't really like talking in the media much.
Yeah.
I feel like he would be the perfect broadcaster when he retires to like stick on with Sportsnet or something.
And he'll never do it.
You don't think so?
Never. No. I've asked him that. He said no.
Really?
Not a chance.
So you think that McCutchen will just fade off into the abyss like it's claimed that Aaron Rodgers is going to do?
You know what I think, and I've talked to Kutch about this. You know what I think he does, and I hope he does this, is finds a way. He's not a broadcaster, but he finds a way to imbue humor into baseball. Like, you know, the like Uncle Larry stuff and like his weird personas. And I could see him producing web videos like that, maybe for like John Boy or
a company that doesn't exist. A talking baseball podcast.
Yeah. It's got to be on his terms. I don't think you'll see Kutch in like a traditional broadcast lane.
No.
But I think he'd be awesome hosting an award show.
I think he would be great in a Neil Walker type of role.
Oh, Neil might be another one.
You know, like what if McCutchen was on just home broadcasts? Maybe it's when Bob Walk eventually retires at some point. Maybe McCutchen steps in at that point and he just does 20, maybe it's 20 home games a year. Maybe he does something like, you know, maybe things change when he retires and his perspective is a little bit different. I never thought Michael Jordan would end up doing TV. Now he's doing NBC for the NBA on NBC, which is pretty cool.
Man, I mean, I think Kutch would be fantastic.
He would.
I just don't think he's... I think Kutch is one of those guys, and I know it because I am one, that like you really have to psych yourself up to put yourself out there. And like he has to and whatever. And I'm just not naturally that outgoing. There are people that, you know, have just bubbly personalities and it's easy for them. And Like in my line of work, I have to. You don't really have a choice, but it's not easy. And I think Kutch is that way. Like if he had his druthers, he would just kind of be introverted and be himself. But like he's got a great personality. He's got a great sense of humor. You know who I think? My number one, Austin, is Ben.
Me too.
I think, okay.
The podcast is so captivating. The interviews that he did with Ron were can't miss, especially because Tomlin came a half an hour later when they were done with Ben.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, Ben is as a captivating personality where he can just throw shade at anyone and it'll invoke a reaction. Or Ben has strong opinions. Ben is funny. Ben is comedic. He would be really good hosting the ESPYs.
Yeah, he really, and you have to have a certain amount of like self-deprecating humor too that I think Ben would have.
Yeah.
That would be really good. And just a little bit of a breaking news sideways thing here. It's not breaking, but Elliot Friedman was on Sportsnet 590 in Canada that I think Pittsburgh has been discussing moving up to 9 with Buffalo and that they've talked about Brian Rust.
Moving up to 9?
Yep.
What? You're going to move up 2 spots?
I'm just saying.
What is Kyle Dubas doing here, Jason?
Well, he didn't do anything. They had a conversation. We're reporting a conversation.
Well, if it's a big enough conversation to report on, it must have some substance.
Not always. Depends on what you know, what you learn. I don't know, man. I mean, if they would do that, I wouldn't be real happy. If they're giving up Brian Rust to move up 2 spots, I mean, no.
Well, that wouldn't make much sense. But what if they were giving up Brian Rust to acquire the 9th pick?
And so then you have 9, 11, and 12?
9, 11, and 12. Let's just accumulate picks in the same area of mediocrity where the draft is. You know, it's not like you're acquiring 2, 4, and 8. You know, 9, 11, and 12 in the NHL draft is a little bit different.
I know. Look, I understand where you're coming from on the Penguins and the length of build and looking at Brian Rust and maybe you entertain offers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I get the logic there, but moving up to 9, you know, like the Rust return better be darn good if you're going to trade him. For how good he is as a player, a leader, a person, versatile, all this stuff, man, like it better be really good. And that ain't, at least from what we know. I mean, it's, you know, again, something that just comes across Twitter. I'm not trying to react to it fully. That's just a blanket statement. If you're going to trade Brian Rust, it better darn well be worth it. All right, so something else I wanted to get into. If both of us agree with Ben being the best host, and I haven't really seen anything on social media that takes me away from that.
Couple things on the text line. Steve Blass, Terry Bradshaw.
Blass and Bradshaw.
Ryan
okay.
Clark, Talbot, Lynn Swan, AJ Burnett, Jerome Bettis have been other names that have been thrown out there. The Flower as another. Clark. All names thrown out there on the text line.
Do any of those make you think differently about Ben?
Terry Bradshaw maybe 15 years ago would.
Okay.
But not Terry now.
It doesn't for me. No. And really, if I could have any Pittsburgh athlete ever host an award show, it would be Jack Lambert. But that's also not going
to
happen.
Just to see Jack Lambert?
Yeah, just to put him in a place where he talks for a while. That's it. That's my white whale of an interview. I mean, that would be great, but he's not going to do it.
I'm looking at this Kevin Weeks video right now. That he always does these breaking news videos. Kevin Weeks is on the scene.
Yep.
Why does he only show half of his face in all these videos?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Like, yep. I'm sure you've seen them.
I'm looking at it right now, and he has SpongeBob in the background.
You can see him from, like, his nose up.
Oh, this
up.
Is a different one. Yeah.
Like, what is he doing here?
I don't know. Somebody needs to teach Kevin Weeks how to film a video.
Yeah, I guess.
Not great. All right, so last 5 minutes, it's appropriate. We're going to talk about a top five. You and I, before the show, were going on and on about all athletes in the 20th, in this year, or this quarter decade, I should say, this century. I'm going to get my math screwed up. I need some sleep. But no, the past 25 years, we've talked about the best Penguins, the best Pirates, the best Steelers. All of that's been a conversation topic that's been battered around in the city. I tweeted something and we went back and forth about it a little bit earlier in the show. Best athlete, period. Who do you have? And to me, this is pretty easy. The first couple, I feel pretty strongly. Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, LeBron James. I don't know how you take any of those guys off the list. From there, I think it's kind of open to interpretation. I believe you had Shohei Ohtani on there. In the list that you made, limits, it did not have Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo. You restricted it to American sports stuff
that is
predominantly played here.
Not include international soccer in my list.
Yeah. Some others that I suggested that would be possibilities for me, and this first one is very high up there, Michael Phelps. Serena Williams would have an argument. Simone Biles would have an argument. Roger Federer, Rafa Nadal, Novak Djokovic, Sidney Crosby, Kobe Bryant, Mike Trout, Steph Curry, Shohei Ohtani, Barry Bonds, Albert Pujols. There's a whole bunch.
Good candidates.
How do you round out your list?
I think there was a little bit of oversight on my part from not including Phelps. I mean, here's the thing that gets me on Phelps. Like, he is obviously the greatest Olympian, I think, that we've seen. And it's very, very hard to keep him off this list. I should have put him on the honorable mention. I also had the caveat of, I was mainly looking at guys that played like the core four sports or golf. The Olympics, like for Phelps, you only see him every 4 years. Where these guys, you see him every single year, multiple times. It's different. I had LeBron, Ohtani, Tom Brady, Tiger Woods, and Sid was my top five. And then I had honorable mentions as Steph, Ovechkin, and Mahomes. If Messi would be there if I was including international soccer, who would I bump out? Ugh. That would be very difficult. But I also think that Phelps, maybe my parameters for the argument were set up to box out Phelps and they were not intended to. But he should be.
Well, it gave you a nice out.
Yeah, it did. But that's why.
Convenient.
I went with basically just more traditional sports that play every single year and didn't really factor into the Olympics as much. And that's another reason why Biles isn't on here.
Yeah. I wonder if we should create, and this would help us, create categories for team sports and individual sports. That would save us. It would save us from some controversy.
It would, because I think you'd bump Messi in there, bump Tiger out, and then Tiger would be number one for individual sports.
Yeah, I mean, Tiger's on the list. You can't.
Tiger is on the
list. That's not even debatable. Everybody who would do this. And I feel like Tom Brady's on there, too.
Yes, he is. Even though Tom Brady was not a great athlete in terms of talent.
But the resume.
The resume is incredible. And his brain is probably the most. Can your brain be athletic? Is Tom Brady's brain athletic?
He had
the best, I think, brain capacity of any quarterbacks that's ever played the game. He just studied the game so well, and it just came so natural to Brady.
And people might not want to put Serena Williams on the list, but I mean, 24 majors, or 23 majors, excuse me.
It's a lot.
23 major championships, most in the open era. It's kind of hard to discount that. It's hard to discount a lot of these guys. Like, you put Shohei Ohtani on the list because of how transcendent he is.
Yes.
And that's a completely valid vote. You know, but
he's Babe Ruth of the modern era.
Right. I mean, it's insane. Like, I can't quibble with that, but, you know, a lot of Barry Bonds' career happened. Like,
yeah, but a lot of it, not like his entirety of his career.
Not all of it. Not all of it. I wouldn't have Bonds on my list, but he's in the conversation. Pujols is in the conversation. I don't know what you do about Sid. I think Sid has a valid case.
I try to include, when I do these lists, I try to have like all four main leagues represented. It's not like a...
Yeah, if you can, get one from
each. If I can. It's not a requirement, but I do think it's important, maybe just for representation's sake. And that's kind of why I went LeBron for basketball, Shohei for baseball, Brady for football, Sid for hockey, Tiger as the wild card.
That's fair.
And Tigers should be on that list regardless.
All right. I also like that because it's 1:50 and we have to get the heck out of here. It's the 50-minute mark on the Fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. The Fan Hotline, again, that's how you heard Bob walk. It's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Social media's biggest loser. That's brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And the weather. Can't go any amount of time around here without a weather update. Cloudy today with the high of Sidney Crosby, 87 degrees. Good golf weather for Pomp out there. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. This has been a lot of fun, Limits. I always enjoy working together.
Thanks, Jason. Likewise. Have a good weekend.
All right, man. Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.